As y'all know, this month we have been going over the fundamentals of the faith. And on this night, we're going to be finishing up this series of lessons. And I have been tasked with the assignment simply called, What is Wisdom? What is wisdom? And so the first thing that we're going to look at is, well, what is wisdom? What does it mean? Wisdom simply means to apply what one knows. In the New Testament, it's particularly used of applying spiritual truth in one's life. That's what I got from this one concordance. And so with that being said, we learn from God's word, and then we simply go apply it. Now, I want to give y'all this real life example. So it was evening around 9:30 p.m., and it was already dark out. I was driving, and I think I was going to go play some basketball at the park. And I was listening to our radio station that broadcast all throughout the city. And I heard this gospel preacher say something, and it caught my attention. And he said that over studying the scriptures for some years, that he had noticed about how three words are used interchangeably from his understanding. Those three words are knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And so I was thinking about this, and I was like, well, I'm not too studied up on the Old Testament all the way through the New. And so as I continue to study and then I look back upon this, well, I'll just have it in mind. So whenever I want to do my own study on that, I could see if this was true, because we know that in Acts 17:11, though Paul was preaching to the Athenians there on Mars Hill, we learned that though he was an inspired apostle, they still searched the scriptures to see whether those things were so. And so just because a brother or a sister says something is so, we got to make sure that it's true, not necessarily say that they're lying, but we got to verify it. And so with that being said, could you please turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And this is when one night I was reading through Colossians, and I came across this scripture in there, and it reminded me of what I heard on the radio about how those three words are interchangeable: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Now notice what Colossians chapter 1 says. Please pick up with me at verse 9. At verse 9 in Colossians chapter 1. It says, "For this reason we..." And the "we" in this context refers back to verse 1, which is Paul and Timothy. He says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled," notice, "with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Notice how those three words are used. We have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Now, from my study, I learned that they're not all interchangeable. Like, we can't use one word for another. We can't substitute them. But they all have a close relationship with one another. Because when it comes to wisdom, as we've heard the definition, it's applying what you know. And so you first need knowledge before you can have wisdom. Whenever it comes to understanding, you first need to have knowledge of something and then you understand it. So their foundation, both wisdom and understanding, is knowledge. However, on this night, we want to be focusing on wisdom. And so with that being said, after we've gone over this definition about what is wisdom, simply means to apply what one knows, applying God's word, the question arises, how do you get wisdom? Simply put it, from the Word of God. You get wisdom from the Word of God. With that being said, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. And I think Cortland's ears perked up whenever I said Deuteronomy are the Old Testament. Love you, brother. All right, so in in Deuteronomy 4, beginning at verse 5, notice, this is when Moses is speaking to the children of Israel. And let's learn what he says to them. He says, "Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments." Hold up, let's pause right there. Whenever I see those two words, I don't know what those means. So I had to look at them. Statutes, it literally means an appointment. For example, the Sabbaths were to be on an appointed day. The three different feasts, which all the males were to travel to Jerusalem, they were appointed on a specific day. And so when you think about the word statutes, it literally means an appointment. Then you have the word judgments, literally a verdict. This is referring to how God's made a decision on how his people are to act or how they're not to act. And so Moses says, "Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments," are decisions that he's made. "Just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them which are in the land which you go to possess." Now notice verse 6, because this one's key with our lesson tonight. What is wisdom? "Therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.'" And so we learn about how whenever God, he gave them commandments, this was their wisdom in the sight of all the people. And so how do we get wisdom? According to this scripture, from the commandments of God. Simply put it, from the word of God. Now, with that being said, there's also another way that we can get wisdom. And it's in James chapter 1, a very familiar passage indeed, no doubt about that. In James chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, James chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, notice what the scripture says here. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Notice the condition. "But let him ask in faith." Let him ask being convinced that he's going to receive from the Lord what he asked him. "But let him ask in faith with no doubt. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let that man not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." And so this reminds me about what Jesus would say whenever it comes to praying and asking for something. "Whatever you ask when you pray, believe that you have received it, and you will have whatever you ask." Mark 11, verse 24. And so when you think about this wisdom, it's this applying the knowledge that we already have. And in the context of James chapter 1, that passage, we learned about how these Christians, they were going through these different trials and they needed help to overcome them. And so James is simply saying, ask God to give you wisdom so that you can then use it to overcome these trials. Simply put it. And so it may be the case that we have the knowledge to be able to overcome these trials, but we need to know how to apply it. That's where the wisdom comes in. That's where we ask God to help us, believing that we have received it, and we'll be able to overcome it. I know it's easier said than done, though. There's no doubt about that. And so with that being said, could y'all please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2. This is a beautiful passage on wisdom. As a matter of fact, we know that the book of Proverbs is also called the book of wisdom. The book of wisdom. And notice Proverbs chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. He says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding." He would say, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. It says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth come wisdom and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler. He's a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice. He keeps the way of his saints. It says, then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. And we learn that all these things right here will happen if we seek out wisdom, if we seek to hear a word from the Lord. And so that is a great encouragement, a great exhortation right there, straight from the scriptures on wanting to seek after wisdom as for hidden treasures. Now, another question arises. How do we apply wisdom? Well, we've already went over one of them. We simply go to the Word of God, learn what it says to do, and then apply it. But there's other times that we keep going through the same trial. And we got to get on our knees, ask God to be able to help us to overcome it. And we can overcome it. Because we don't want to keep falling prey to the same sin over and over and over. And so, with that being said, there's another way. We can ask a brother or a sister on how to apply a passage of Scripture, because it may be the case that they have gone through the same thing or a similar situation that you're going through. But how are we going to know if we don't ask them? Are we going to suffer in silence? And I would say to that, as a brother had mentioned to me, he said, I can't see, because this was a blind brother. He said, I can't see. And so if you see anything wrong with me, point it out to me, because I don't want to keep making that same error. I want to get past it. That was actually Eric who said that, by the way. And I thought that was a profound one. I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to take that one right there. And so we go to God's word for the help. We ask him for help to be able to apply it. And then in some situations, we go to our brother and sister because they can help us get past it. And so with this being said, in closing, I want to give you some motivation, some determination right here from the book of Proverbs, from the book of wisdom, about attaining more wisdom. Proverbs 1 verse 7, a very familiar passage. Notice, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Hold up, preacher. I thought you were talking about wisdom. Well, notice the rest of the verse. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Wait, Solomon, I thought you were talking about knowledge. But then you say wisdom and instruction. Well, we learn from knowledge that we get wisdom and instruction. Then you get to Proverbs 4, verse 7. And this is a very quoted passage, a very familiar one. It says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Now, Proverbs 9, verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And to close it off, and I would say this is my favorite one right here, Proverbs 15, beginning at verse 31. Proverbs 15, beginning at verse 31. It says, the ears that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. Right here, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. And so, brethren, I encourage each and every one of us to seek after wisdom as for hidden treasures, to be able to desire to hear a word from the Lord above anything else, and applying it as well. And so with that being said, there may be some visitors here, and well, you may be interested in learning more about the Church of Christ. Well, we stand here ready to assist, ready to open up the Word of God with you and to show you from the Scriptures about what says the Lord, especially in this in this context about what it means to have salvation, because that's the most important question that anyone could ask. What must I do in order to be saved? And we stand here ready to search the Scriptures with you. And it may be that you are a member and you've been falling into the same sin, and you need help out of it. I'd be the first to admit I keep falling into gluttony. And so I know it doesn't look like it, but it really puts a mental toll on me. So I need some help. I need some accountability myself to be able to overcome that. And so whatever your need may be, won't you come forward as we together stand and sing?